The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 13th chapter, text number 8 through 12, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 3rd, 1973, in Bombay, India.
Krishna, the supreme authority, supreme personality of Godhead, he is speaking the process of acquiring knowledge. Jnanam. So, the first beginning of knowledge is humility. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught, Tinadupi sunichena tarorupi sahishnuna. Omanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Anyone, this humbleness and humility is taught everywhere. Without being gentle, humble, how one can be a man of knowledge? But at the present moment, the humility is forgotten. Everyone is proud. Unnecessary. Although he is nothing, he is proud. So much so that sometimes a rascal says that I am God. This is the modern situation. He is so puffed up, so proud that one claims to become God. What to speak of other things? No. The first thing is that one must be very humble. This is the process of Vedic civilization. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmani. One has to become brahmana. Brahmana means vidya vinaya sampanna. He must be learned and humble. That is brahmana. Vidyavinaya sampanne brahmane gobhyadi. That is the first class life. Vidyavinaya sampanna brahmana. Why brahmana is honored in the society? Because brahmana means vidyavinaya sampanna very humble. Vidyavinaya sampanna. Vidya means vidya dadati namrata. Vidyan means he must be very gentle, namra. That is vidya. Education does not mean unnecessarily to become proud. Just like we hear that even a great scientist, Sir Isaac Newton, he used to say that what knowledge I have got, I have simply collected a few grains sand from the big beach. Yes. That is humbleness. So Krishna says that in the process of acquiring knowledge, one must be very humble and meek. This is the first qualification. This is satogo. But those who are situated in the rajogun and tamogun, they cannot become humble. That is not possible. Passion and ignorance. So one has to, knowledge means one has come to, one has to come to the platform of goodness, satogun, the brahminical qualification. Sama dama titikha arjavam, jnanam vijnanam astikam brahma karma savavaja. Everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita, the qualification. These are the qualification of Brahman. These are the qualification of Kshatriya. These are the qualification of Vaishyas. These are the qualification of Shudras. Shudras one qualification. What is that? Paricharyatmakam Shudrakarma Sabhavajam. A Shudra means he'll be satisfied if he gets one good master. That's all. No other qualification. So at the present moment, a person may be a great technologist, highly educated, but he does not get, if he does not get a good master, good employer, he is nothing. He has no value. But he has no independence. He has to accept some service. But a Brahmana will never accept anyone's service. No. It is stated that in the Shastra that if there is bad time for a Brahmana, he may accept the profession of a Kshatriya or even up to Vaishya, but never the profession of a Shudra, which is dog's business. These are the statements in the Shastra. So, this platform of knowledge, Vidya Vinaya Sampanni, Brahmani. One has to become Brahmana. Then one becomes humble, meek, another qualification follows. The material conception of life makes us very eager to receive honor from others. That is material education. Rajastama. What are the symptoms of different modes of material nature? Satogun, Rajogun, Tamogun. Satogun, goodness. One is satisfied and eager to advance in spiritual knowledge. That is Satogun. Brahmana school. Satya, Sama, Dhamma, Titikha. Titikha, one has to learn Titikha. Just like here, they are foreigners. How much tribulation they have to suffer on account of this temple. These foreigners, they have come here to become devotee, and the authorities are prepared to demolish their temple. So one has to tolerate. What can be done? Even Prahlad Maharaj, he was the son of Hiranyakashipu. The relationship was father and son. But because the son was a devotee, the father was prepared to kill him. This is the system all over the world. Jesus Christ, because he was preaching God consciousness, he was crucified. Although Jesus Christ preached, "Thou shalt not kill," unfortunately he was preaching in such a society that he was killed. So these things are there always. The demons, they are always after the devotees. How to harass him? How to give him trouble? Therefore, one has to learn humility. Otherwise, one cannot make progress in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised, Tinadupi sunichena tarorupi sahishnuna omanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. If you want to make progress in the matter of chanting the holy name of the Lord, then you have to learn also toleration. So many people will criticize. So many people will be prepared to unnecessarily put hindrances in your path. So one has to learn. If one is serious to make progress in knowledge, actual knowledge is to understand God. That is actual knowledge. Therefore, it is called Vedanta. Vedanta. Veda means knowledge. And Anta means the ultimate. The ultimate knowledge is to know Krishna. Veda is to sadvai aham eva vedyam. Everyone, there is a class of men, they say that we only believe in the Vedas. What do you believe? Do you know Krishna? No, sir. We accept Krishna as a big man, that's all, not as God. That means he does not understand what is Krishna. So what is the use of Vedanta? There are so-called Vedantists. They avoid Krishna. They write comments on Bhagavad Gita, avoid Krishna. This is going on. This is going on. But actual knowledge means to come to the point of knowledge, one has to acquire these qualifications. But if one at once takes to Krishna consciousness, as it is stated, manch of vyabhichara, what is that? Maicha ananna yogena bhakti of vyabhicharini. Bhakti of vyabhicharini. Vyabhicharini means mixed with other things. There are karma, jnana, yoga and bhakti. Everything must be with bhakti, otherwise there is no success. Even if you are a karmi, you must add bhakti, then you will be successful. Jat karosi, jat juhosi, jat asnasi, kurusya sar madar panam. This is bhakti yoga, or karma yoga. You may be a businessman, you may be engineer, you may be whatever you may, it doesn't matter. But bhakti must be added there. Then you are successful. If you are devoid of bhakti, then it is useless, waste of time. That is the verdict of the Shastra. Shastra says, Atappung vidijas sreshta. This was spoken by Sruta Goswami in the assembly of great Brahmins and saintly persons who were meeting big congress for 1,000 years. Now we hold meeting for 8 days or at most 15 days, not more than that. But formally they used to hold meetings, spiritual meeting, for 1,000 years. Naimisharana. That Naimisharana is still existing near Lucknow. Most of you may know. So there was a meeting to be continued for 1,000 years. And in that meeting, Sruta Goswami was presiding. And he said, he addressed all the Brahmins, and because spiritual meetings were generally attended by highly educated Brahmins and sensitive persons. Some of the Kshatriyas also. The Vaishyas and Shudras, they are not interested. So, therefore, Sruta Goswami specially addressed the learned Brahmins. Atapung vi dijas sreshta. Oh, the best of the Brahmins who are present here. Atapung vi dijas sreshta varnasrama vibhagas. The society was in those days varna and asrama. Varna means the four divisions of the society: Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. Chatur-varnakamaya system gunakarma vibhagas. Similarly, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha and sannyas. This is Vedic culture. Varnasama vibhagas. So, Sruta Goswami said that everyone has got his particular duty. Varnanasama. Atapungvi dijasastha varnasama vibhagasa sanusthitasya dharmasya. Everyone has got duty. But saṃsiddhi haritosana. Nobody is concerned whether I am doing something, I am engaged in certain occupation, whether I am getting perfection. Because human life is made for attaining perfection. And what is that perfection? That also you do not know. The perfection is to get out of this repetition of birth, death, old age and disease. There is perfection. Nobody is serious. They are dying like cats and dogs. Never mind. Nobody thinks that my perfection of life, the cats and dogs are dying. Well, I will also die. Then why shall I die like cats and dogs? I must know why death is there. I do not want death. Why death is? That is humanity. Who wants to die? Nobody wants to die. And actually, in modern science, they are trying to combat all the material obstacles. But here is the main obstacle, that nobody wants to die, but there is death. So where is the scientific solution of death? Who can say, where is the scientist who can say, no more there will be death. No more there will be disease. No more there will be old age. Janma mrityu jarabhyadi, that is stated here. This is knowledge. Janma mrityu jarabhyadi dukkha dosha anudarsana. One should, well, there everyone is trying his best to mitigate distress condition of life. Atyantik dukkha nibbitti. Everyone is trying. I am in miserable condition. If I get so much money, my miserable condition will be mitigated. So everyone is after money. But that mitigation is temporary. Suppose if you get some money, you get a nice apartment, a nice bank balance. Does it mean that you have ended your main problems of life? Janma mrityu, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Janma mrityu jarabhyadi dukkha dosha anudarsana. So they have become so foolish, so degraded, that they do not know what is the meaning of life, what is the problem of life, how to make solution on the problem. Nobody is interested. Simply cats and dogs, that's all. As the cat and dog is working very hard, simply for eating, sleeping and mating. That's all. The human life is not meant for that purpose. This is a defect of modern civilization. Nāyam deho deho bhājāṁ niloki kastān kāmān arhati bhīrbhujāṁ ji. Bhīrbhujāṁ. The hog who eats too, he is also struggling for the same thing. What is that? Eating, sleeping, mating and defending. That's all. So is that human life is also simply meant for this purpose? No. Human life is meant for tapodibvam, jena suddheta satya. You have to purify your existence. What is my existence is now impure. In the Bhagavad Gita we learn, na jayate na amriyate. The living entity, the soul, never takes birth, never dies, but I am subject to birth and death. So this problem does not come. They are simply making adjustment, a temporary problem. That is not human civilization. Vedic civilization means to solve the major problems of life. That is Vedic civilization. Janma mrityu jarabhyadi dukkha dosha anudarsana. They don't care for these troubles. Formerly people were very happy, so far material conditions were concerned. They had no complaint. Everyone is happy, everyone is getting ample food. And why they shall not get? If the birds, beasts, they are getting their ample food, even after that, there is no complaint amongst the birds and beasts, unless one is in the human society. Otherwise, in the jungle, there are major portion of the animals and birds, they have no complaint. They do not come in the city that we have this complaint. They are happy. They are getting ample food. Life is very happy. They have got their eating, they have got their sleeping, they have got their mates for sex life, and they know how to defend. Everything is there. There is no problem. Only in the human society they have created problems because they have no knowledge. The so-called knowledge is useless unless you cannot solve the problem. What is the meaning of this knowledge? Therefore Krishna says, knowledge means one must know, this is my real acute, a miserable condition of life. Janma mittu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha ananda darsana. This is knowledge. So, to begin with knowledge, Krishna recommends amanittam humility. Because the real disease of material life is that he is not humble, he is always proud. Little possession. Sarpo jalamatrena safari farpurayat. Just like the big fish in the ocean, they are deep within the world. And if you find out a small lake, a little water, you'll find a small fish pervert them doing. So there is no depth of knowledge. Simply that perplexed. Therefore, this education should be given how to become humble. Shishyas deham sadhimang prapannam. Tad viddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sivaya. Pariprasnena sivaya. One has to learn by service, by pranipat. Pranipat means surrender. There is no surrender. Nobody is prepared to surrender. Why should I surrender? I know everything. Part of unnecessary. Therefore Krishna says, the material disease is that rajastama bhava. Tada rajastama bhava kama lobha dayascha. Rajastama bhava means rajagun, calm and low, ignorance. Then everyone is thinking, if I become greedy, I shall get more. That is not possible. You cannot get a farthing more than you what you are destined. But it is ignorance. He is thinking, I am simply struggling hard, I will get more. The Shastra says, no, don't do it. So far your material condition is concerned, it is already destined with your body. You have got a certain type of body, and according to that body, you will get certain amount of pleasure and pains. That is already destined. This is called adrishta or daiva. Your main business is, if you want to make success your life, then save time for advancing in Krishna consciousness. That is proper utilization of life. That does not depend on destiny. That you can do. So the Krishna consciousness movement is the only challenge to this devilish life of the human society. So I request everyone to study this philosophy very carefully and take advantage of it. Thank you very much.